Kira Bosu, hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Kama daf Pei Beis, the last full daf in the seventh parak in Parak Maruba. We are here on Pei Aleph Amud Beis, the last skinny line, or I guess medium skinny line, Vesulaka, right? If you remember yesterday, right, we talked about a bunch of takanos that Yehoshua made. We said there's 10, right? They said, oh, what about 11? Okay, one of them Shlomo did. Fine. So the Gemara now says, Vesulaka, one second, aren't there more? Right, there were more gezeiros that Yehoshua did. Va'ikad Rabbi Yehuda. What Rabbi Yehuda said? The time Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'shas ha'otzas zavolim, other motzi zavolim l'shusar abim. Right, when a person has to take out his manure from, let's say, the pens or whatever from the stables, it's over a kol shloshim k'deishu nishav ragli adam ragli behema. Right, and he's allowed to put it in l'shusar abim so that the animals and people could walk over it. Sounds a little gross, but turn it into fertilizer. Because that's one of the conditions Yehoshua set up the lands, right, for the Jews to sell it as Israel. Right, we had Rabbi Yishmael also said another gzera. The Tanya's one, the Rabbi Yishmael, ben Oshem Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Tanai Beis Din, who is a Tanai, is a condition in Beis Din. Sheheze yored the toch sadeh chaveru, v'kotish sochol shel chaveru, v'itzil nochel shelo. It's a little bit obscure, but if you have a beekeeper, if you look at Rashi, Nochel Shishel Devorim, right? Person is a beekeeper, Shaholchel is Nechavero, and sure enough, the bees went on vacation, went to his friend's field, and then they kind of settled onto a branch of the tree. If you're going to gather all the bees back one by one, obviously that's not happening. So what they said is basically you can cut the branch off, even though it's a main branch, it's a big branch of the tree, right, and simply you reimburse your friend for the tree, even though normally you're not really allowed to do that. But it was a takana. It's not based in that was one of the Tanai Beis Dins, right? That Yehoshua set up. That people could do that. That, yes, okay, you have to pay him for the branch, but you could just do that because otherwise your job would be impossible. Tanai Beis Din, who is another Tanai Beis Din, who zeh shofech yeinu matzil duv shano shel chavero. If you have two people, let's say, just to simplify the case, two people carrying one bottle of wine, one guy's got a bottle of wine, one guy's got a bottle of honey. Let's say honey is more expensive than wine, and sure enough, the bottle cracks or whatever, and the honey's flowing out. So the guy's allowed to spill out his wine, save the guy's honey, and then charge him, right, for the wine. Because again, he's doing him a favor, he's saving his honey, but he can charge him for the wine that he spilled out in order to save the more expensive. What's it called? The more expensive. Honey. Tanai Beis Din, who is another Tanai Beis Din, she's Zemafarik Itza Vatoin Pishtano Shalavero. Similar case, where a guy can throw down his wood in order to help carry and help save the Pishtan, right, the flax of his friend. And therefore he can get, and the guy will save his flax, which is more valuable, but he still has to pay him the value of the guy's wood. This is how Yehoshua set up Eretz Yisrael. Again, what do you see? You see the Bedan and Chaver, right? People, you have to help your friend, even though it might be inconvenience. You're going to get paid back for it. It still is a Bedan and Chaver. That's how Am Yisrael get Eretz Yisrael. Okay. So the Gemara says, what about those cases? Why don't we bring those cases? The Gemara says, Bi'chida ilo karminan. Right? Those are singular Amora's opinions, right? Again, we had a list. And then these are, right, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshim Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, etc. So that's singular opinions. So we're not going to necessarily quote that or count that in our list. Gemara says, V'chi Eser Rabbi Avim Rabbi Yochanan. One second, Rabbi Yochanan added another one. Right, Echad Ilan Hanote L'Toch Sadeh Chaver, V'Echad Ilan Nasamach L'Meitzar, Mevi V'Korei. If a person has a tree, and it leans over into someone else's field, he still brings Bikurim from that, and he does the Kriya. Right, he does the kriya for that, which says that I got the fruit in my land, and even though that tree is leaning over the land, it's not technically on his land, but you still can do that. The guy can't make him cut it down. The guy can't make him move it. That's why. Okay, good. So Ella Gemara says, meaning we have another one. Right, and that's a das yachid, but the Gemara, based on that, right, reinterprets what we said before, and it reinterprets our answer, and says, Ela mantana asara tanayim, umantana asara, sorry, tanayim shehizne Yehoshua, so who's the one who says that it was really only 10? So that's Rav Shuben Levi. It's really Rav Shuben Levi. Right, and therefore, right, if it's an Amora's opinion, so then you can have these other opinions of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, etc., right, that can kind of add to his words. Rav Gviha Mibei Kasil. That was his name, Rav Gviha. He was from Beikasil, from the city, the town of Beikasil, right? Masanel Behedja. He taught it explicitly. Rabbi Tanachum, Rabbi Bryce, or Berias, I'm not sure. Amri, they both said, Mishum Zakin Echad, Umun Rav Shuvan Levi. They said the name of Rav Shuvan Levi. I started denying his name, Yeshua. That Yeshua, sure enough, did 10 Tanayim, but there are other opinions of other ones. Okay, so now once we have the ten Tanayim that Yeshua set up, so now we have another 10 Takanos, and this is perhaps more well known that Ezra so far made when Bnei Yisrael came back to Eretz Yisrael after being in Babel for a long time to rebuild the second Beis Hamikdash. So Ezra saw the Takanos Tikkun. Ezra set up 10 Takanos, and you'll just notice whereas Yeshua's were more physical, right, these are more spiritual. And again, Pashas is simply because that's what they were dealing with, right? Yeshua was dealing with a people who had never come to own land, and they had to relate to the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro stuff, and the physicality of, you know, owning land and working the land, etc. And Ezra was dealing with a spiritual devastation, right? Again, they had big issues spiritually. So that's the that's the difference between the two. Right? Okay, you can probably come up with some more on your own if you check it out. So this is Viter. So says the Gemara. Yeah. So what were the 10 takanos that Ezra set up? First of all, Shekorim b'mincha v'Shabbos. That they read, again, as you know, read Kriyas HaTorah Minchan Shabbos. Karim B'Shen Yuchamishi, as you know, we read the Torah on Mondays and Thursdays. Danin B'Shen Yuchamishi, Beis Din would sit on Monday and Thursdays. Mechapsin B'Chamishi B'Shabbos, and they do laundry on Thursday, right, to get ready, right, to have clothes for Shabbos. And Pashas also, the Achronim point out that it shouldn't be done on Friday, because then you're busy with other stuff. V'Oklin Shum B'Erev Shabbos, and you eat garlic on Erev Shabbos, we'll see why that is. V'Shtei Isha Meshkemes V'Ofa, a woman should get up early and bake bread. V'Shtei Isha Chogeres B'Sinar, a woman should wear, Chogeres literally means a belt. That's probably not what it means. B'Sinar, maybe undergarments or some sort of extra Tznius, type of thing, piece of clothing. A woman should brush her hair, comb her hair, and then go to the mikvah. You should have people going around selling spices, or perfumes, probably more accurate, in the cities for the women. And also a man who's a balkari, right, he's seen some sort of emission, so then he has to go to the mikvah. Okay, now the Gemara, as we did yesterday, right, is going to go through, right, all 10 of these. So the Gemara says you just read on Mincha Shabbos because of the Yoshrei Kronos, right? Because the people who are not necessarily learning, if you look at Rashi, not bums necessarily, like usually the phrase Yoshrei Kronos implies, but Rashi explains Yoshrei Chanuyos, right? People who are in the stores, Kol Yemos HaChol, right? They're working all week. They're in the store all week. Uskim B'Schora, they're doing business. V'in Korim B'Shem B'Chamishi, and they don't make it to Shul on Monday, Thursday. So Tikkun Beginehu Kriya Yisera, so they added this extra Kriya, right, for people who are not able, because of their work, and unfortunately they're not able to come to Shul. V'shu Korim B'Shem B'Chamishi, why do they read the Torah on Monday and Thursday? So Ezra Tikkun, Ezra was talking at the Gemara, asks, 1 second, what do you mean Karahu Mitzkana? What do you mean? That's found already originally. That was the original Takana, as you'll see, ironically, in this week's Parsha. The Tanya Shalom, the Raisa Pazik says, this week's Parsha, right after Kriyas Yamsuf, Bnei Yisrael, quote, literally means they went 3 days in the desert, didn't find any water, and Darshi Rishumos, the people who darshaned out the Rishumos, if you look at Rashi, he says Mikros, which means the Chumash, so the people who darshaned out the Chumash, Amru, they said, in Mayim, Ela Torah, right? Mayim is Torah. Shnamar Pazik says, Avi Kol Tzamei, L'chula Mayim, anybody who's thirsty, go drink water, and that's a reference to people thirsty spiritually, right? You go drink water, you go learn Torah. So the Gemara answers, Kevin Shalko, Shal Shalom, blow Torah, Nilu. And when they went 3 days without Torah, they became weak, or the Bach adds, I think, Miad Nilu, yeah, Miad Nilu. So Amdu Nevi'im, Shevenehim, so the Nevi'im, the prophets got up, and they established Shehu, Korim B'Shabbos, Masikim B'Echad, B'Shabbos, V'Korim B'Sheni, Mafsikim B'Shlishi, Revi, V'Korim B'Chamishi, Mafsikim Erev Shabbos, K'Shalo Yulonu Gimel Yom B'Lo Torah. They set up a schedule. So you read Torah on Shabbos, right? You don't have Kriyas HaTorah on Sunday. You read on Monday. You don't have Kriyas HaTorah Tuesday, Wednesday. You read on Thursday. You don't have it on Friday. So you shouldn't have a span of 3 days, right, where they don't have Kriyas HaTorah. So the Gemara, so what do you mean? So Ezra set this Takana up. So the Gemara says, Enochanami, Mikar Tiknu Chag Gavra Tzolz Psuki. Either the original Takana was one guy reading three psukim, Inami, or Tlasa Gavri, or three guys Tlasa Psukim reading three psukim each. or probably means three total psukim rather. Keneged kohanim levim v'yisraelim are corresponding to the three types of Jews, and also who? So Ezra came and tikkun, he was mitaken the tefasa gavri like we do nowadays. Three people get an aliyah, right? And a sarab psukim has to be a minimum of 10 psukim. Can I get a sarab batlanim, right? Corresponding to the 10 people, not batlanim, that's not people who are b'mivad. Usually a batlan nowadays is a person who's not learning, but what he means here, right? And the Gemara Megillah talks about this at the end, the 10 people used to sit in a city, that's the requirement for a city to be called a krach, a walled city, needs to have at least a sarab batlanim, 10 people sitting and b'mivadal from their work, right? And sitting and learning in Torah, and the Gemara actually says, so they'll always have a minyan. So they'll have 10 people that are available to daven. Okay, so they should have connected. Sorry about London. Ironically, the only as we mentioned, Gemara and Megillah, the only kriya that we have, if I'm not mistaken, the only kriya that we do that is 9 psukim, right? Is the kriya on Purim morning on Megillah, which is actually this week's parsha, right? Melchamas Hamalek, because that is one entire inyan, right? And you can have 9 instead of 10. The Gemara says there, if I'm not mistaken. But that is, I don't think there's any other kriya that we have less than 10 psukim. Okay. V'danim b'shenim v'chamishi v'shchichi da'asu l'mikra b'sifra. And they judge on Monday and Thursday because people will come to hear the Torah, right? So therefore, right, they want them to be available, you know, to sit in Beis Din or whatever. And, you know, it just made sense that that was the day they would go. Sorry, one second. Good. Okay. Weiter. If you mechaps in bechamishu b'shabbos, we mishum kav b'shabbos. Again, we want to honor the Shabbos. Make sure you have clothing, right? Make sure that, you know, that's why we have laundry on Thursday. B'shu ochlem shum be'erev Shabbos. Why would you eat garlic on erev Shabbos? Mishum ona, because the mitzvah of ona. Right? If you look at Rashi, mitzvah is ona le'al Shabbos. Because Rav Yehuda, right? Mitzvah. To be together with one's wife on Friday night, so they would eat garlic. Why would they eat garlic? It's kind of like a disgusting smell whenever someone has. Oh yeah, the Gemara about, hey, who was giving shir? One of the Tanaim, Mama Ryan, was giving shir. Someone eating garlic, it was disgusting. Terrible, I don't remember. But okay, garlic is not a pleasant smell. So Rashi, just finish Rashi, Rashum Marbis Azera, right? It increases a person's zeras, right? Obviously to have children. So that's the point there. The Chetiv, as Pazik says, Asher Prayer Yitim Beito. From Rabbi Yehuda, back in the Gemara, Vitimer Rav Nachman, Vitimer Rav Kahana, Vitimer Rav Yochanan, Zah Meshamesh Mitos, Merav Shabbos, Zah Shabbos, right? That's the idea that Talmid Chachamim, right? Should be Meshamesh Mitosim, right? Have be on Erev Shabbos. The Tan Rabbi Wundan Rabbi, the Chamisha Dvarim Ner Rabbi Shum, they said 5 things about garlic. Masbia, what's it called? Sovea, right? Sova, right? It satiates a person. Umashkin, right? It makes a person warmer. Matzil panam, right? It makes his face brighter, okay? Marbezera, right? Increases the zera. Vahori kinim, sheva b'nei me'ayim, and also kills any bugs you might have in your stomach. Vyeshamim, some people say, machnes ava, motzi zakina, right? It increases love, right? Drives away jealousy, pashas, because it makes person happier. When a person's happy, right, they're not jealous, right, and they are able to love other people. Why should a woman get up in the morning and bake bread? She should have bread in the house when poor people come knocking, right? Poor people now come knocking, asking for a handout, right, for a dollar, a shekel, whatever it is. But back in the day, right, they didn't come in. Not everybody had copious amounts of cash, right? They would just hand out food. Here, have some food. Make sure you can live another day. Wear this extra piece of clothing, so the Gemara says, that a woman should kind of comb her hair and get out any knots or whatever, and then go to the mikvah. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? That's what you mean. Din daraisa. You can't have a chatzitza. You can't have something between the skin or whatever, between the hair or the skin or whatever it is, if you're makpid on it. When you go to the mikvah, between the hair, the skin, and the water, Tanya's willing to rise over. Rachat b'sara b'mayim, shalot heidaber chotis bein b'sara l'mayim. You can't have anything between the skin and the water. Es b'sara, es a tafel of b'sara, umaynihu sarah. And we have the drasha of es b'sara teaches me that hair is included in that. So what do you mean? You have to brush your hair, you have to comb your hair, etc. Amrisa, they said, da'araisa li yune, meaning da'araisa, Yeah, you have to just check out the hair. Make sure it's not knotted. Tell a miktar, because maybe it's knotted, right? Inani lavis midi, or maybe it's dirty, mishum chatzitza. But what was Ezra's takana? Ve'asahu, ihu, I'm a beiz on the top. Tikin chafifa, and he was metakin that you have to comb it, you have to brush it, right, to make sure. I mean, not that you only have to check, but you also have to actually go through it, right, with a brush. Okay. Mishiyu rochlim, people, machzina bar'eros, mishum tachshit inoshim, there'd be people carrying perfumes go throughout all the towns. Kadesh lo yisganu al ba'alehim, so the women will become disgusting to their husbands. Tikin tefilu ba'alekari, right? Any man is a ba'alekari, right? Again, that could be some sort of emission. This could be because he had to be with his wife, because whatever. So that he has to go to the mikvah. So the Gemara says, "What do you mean? That's daraisa. Who? That's a pasuk in the Torah. The Chetiv pasuk says, Vishka ki teisemi menu shechvazera barachatz b'zera ba'alehim." Very straightforward, right? Person has some sort of shechvazera come out. He has to go to the mikvah. So Gemara says, "Yeah, daraisa he the truma kachim." Any chenami. Now that's daraisa if you can eat truma and kachim. But also who? But Ezra came along and tikin afil divrei Torah that even if a person before learning Torah should still go to the mikvah if he's a balkari. That's one of the gzeres that Am Yisrael did not keep. Right? Enu yochal amud bo. They were unable to, right? It was very difficult, even back in the day, right, to just find the mikvah. Maybe it's more common nowadays, but that's a gzera that did not last. Am Yisrael were not able to handle that, and it never caught on. Asar Dvarim Nemru B'Yushalayim. There are 10 things that they said about Yushalayim. Again, we just finished the 10 things that Ezra was mitaken, now 10 things they say about Yushalayim. Ain't it by his cholitba? A house is never entirely sold in Yerushalayim, as we'll see in a second. Why would you not think that? So we'll see it in a minute. Veinu mevia egla rufa, doesn't bring an egla rufa. Veinu nazis ir nidachas, doesn't become ir nidachas. Veinu metam midagayim, there's no such thing as tzaras in Yerushalayim. Veinu mosin ba zizin v'guz troth. We don't, what's it called? We don't make little, like, mirpesot in Yerushalayim, which is ironic because every apartment has a mirpesot now. Veinu osin ba ashpasos, you don't make big garbage dump. Good big garbage area of Einos and Ba Kivshonos. You don't have a Kivshon, which is not an oven. If you look at Rashi, Mastrefa Sid, if you're burning lime or, you know, kind of plaster, the Kaderos, so then that's, you know, a lot of smoke and a lot of smell and whatever. Einos and Ba Ganos or Pardesos, Chutzman Ganos Vradim. You don't make big gardens and big orchards except for the Garden of Roses. Shiumi Mosa Nevi'im Harishonim, that was there existed from the days of the early Nevi'im. They make Adam of the Tarnagolim, can't raise chickens, that we had a couple blocks ago. They malinim ba esames, you don't leave over, right, a dead body overnight. That unfortunately is extremely painful coincidence today because we buried many, many soldiers today. And sure enough, at Har Herzl, there were 3 in succession. There's 1 at 12, 1 at 4, 1 at 6. They didn't even finish it, from what I'm saying. I heard they didn't even finish the Leviat 4 before they had to start bringing the Leviat 6. And basically everybody just ended up going to both of them, which is also a great kavod, but also, you know, terribly sad. And that's the din, right? People, we don't leave over, again, nowadays, they're very machpid about this. They don't leave over, right, a mace overnight. Their levaya is at, you know, 11 o'clock at night. Right? I've been to a levaya at 2 in the morning. Right? That's really for gedolim, but really, at 10, 11 o'clock at night, right, if everything is ready to go, right, they don't wait if there's no other considerations. Ina bayis cholipo, the Gemara says that the house is never fully sold. The Ketiv Ksipazik says, v'kama bayis ha-sharlo chomalitz misus, v'kona ha-sola dorosav. That pasuk is, what's it called? It says, and that pasuk is by Bater Arichoma, that you have a year to redeem Bater Arichoma, and if you have a house in the walled city. But that does not apply to Yerushalayim, because savar lo nechaka Yerushalayim l'shvatim, that the Yerushalayim was not given over to the Shvatim, to any singular tribe. There's a machlokas in the Gemara in Yuma, I forget exactly where, at the beginning somewhere, whether it was given over. Again, it's pretty well known, right? It's discussed a bunch of places, I think, in Rashi and the Chumash. I could be wrong. But whether Yerushalayim was part of Yehuda's chelek or Binyamin's chelek, right, or both, or not at all. So here the Gemara says that it was not, we're holding that it's not given over at all. And again, when we say Koneo Savador Sav, the Indian is, right, that you, if it wasn't given to anybody, but it was given as, like, you know, kind of like the city for the Beis Hamikdash, then you can't really buy, right, something that is not permanent, right? So they can't buy stuff in Yerushalayim like that. you know, for any permanence. Okay. Beinu mevia egla rufa. You don't bring an egla rufa from Yishayim. Dechtiv, because the pasuk says ki matzeh chalal ba'adamah she Hashem lokecha no sein lechad lerishta. Right. In the land that Hashem gives for you for inheritance. Yishayim alenechal leshvatim. And again, Yishayim was not given over to the shvatim, and therefore it's not lerishta. It's not lechad. It's not ours. Quote unquote. Not really, but meaning it doesn't belong to any singular, you know, shevet or people. Beinu nasis er nidachas. Also a technical thing in the pasuk, because the pasuk says. Again, in Dachas is a city that has been Rahman al Islam, right? If rove of that city has become has become over the Vodah Zarah, so you burn it down, but that does not apply to Yerushalayim, even though Yerushalayim obviously has been burned down before. But if most of the city was worshiping Vodah Zarah, you don't burn it down. The Chitiv says Arecha, meaning in any of your cities, right? Again, technical thing, right? It's your cities. Is worshiping Avodah Zarah. Yishalayim lenechal shvatim, and Yishalayim is not one of your cities. Beinu metamim and negayim, tzaras doesn't apply there. The pasuk says when asati nega tzaras beveis eretz achuzaschem, right? The tzaras will be in a house. Right, that's a thing. Could be in a house. Right, in the land of your inheritance. Right, yishalayim lenechal shvatim. Okay, same again, same reason. Vemotziim bazizim v'gizstros. Now we switch gears a little bit. We don't have these gizim, these kind of ovens, and these. To make this sid, ohel hatuma. That one is the merpesets. I'm sorry, that's the extensions of merpesets and stuff hanging over the street, or whatever. Because we don't want to be mahil on tuma. We don't want to increase the tuma again in the concept of an ohel. Right, if a dead body has like something over it. Let's say, you know, it's in a room, right? So why is a person who goes into a funeral and a dead body is there? Right, why are they tamei? They didn't touch it. They didn't carry it, right? But they're in the room, and the roof is an ohel, it's mahil, right? Creates some sort of spread, that spreads the tumah. So we don't want, also, right, if you have a dead body under a merpeset, let's say, so then the tumah, right, is spread throughout underneath the entire merpeset. So we don't want to increase tumah in Yerushalayim. That's, again, we'll see, that's one of the reasons for a lot of these things. We don't want, again, ole regalim, perhaps the people walking in Yerushalayim to get damaged, right? Again, if there are a lot of people, let's say, and there's some extensions from the buildings where people get hurt if they're walking by. If there's a lot of people, if you've ever walked in Yerushalayim on the Chagim, right, especially in the old city, right, it's bumper to bumper, it's shoulder to shoulder, and if you, you know, you're losing space in on the street, so then you have that real concern. You don't make big garbages, mishum shkotzim, because you don't want a sheket, so that, again, the sheket dies and becomes tame. And this is the one, but you don't make a kivshan, you don't make a big oven, mishum kutra, because of the smoke, right? Again, it smells, and you know, it's not good for, you know, again, there's a reason why you don't want to have like coal power plants in the middle of the city, right? Again, the pollution, this air smells terrible, etc. Vein osim baganos for pardesim shem sircha. Why don't they make gardens? Because of sircha. Two deus in Rashi, what sircha is. Just trying to find it. Where is that? Shrotzim kutra sircha. Yeah. Either bad grass, or because there would be a lot of fertilizer, and then that would smell bad. Okay, famous gadlin botanagolim. Right, you don't raise chickens that we did already. Mishum kachim, because we're nervous that the tanagolim will peck a sheretz, and then they'll peck a kachim. Right, they make the kachim tame. Famous malinim ba is a mace, and they don't leave a mace left. Right, why? What is that? That's gemara. That is a mesora. If you look at Rashi, mesora si biadenu. It's a tradition. We don't do that in Yerushalayim. It's a tradition in our hands. Ein tamadavar. There is no reason for it. The Mesoras HaShas just quotes, if you look at Yod up top, right, it says, check it out, the reason is actually found in the Zohar and Nosso, in Parshas Nosso. If you're expecting me to tell you what that is, I apologize, but I do not know the Zohar, and I do not have any way to access the Zohar or read through it, so I don't know what that is. But if you do want to do some searching, right, so you can look in the Zohar and Parshas Nosso, and you can find the reason why we don't leave over a mace, right, overnight in Yerushalayim. All right, we'll stop here. I know there's another two dots at the bottom, but it's getting a little bit late, and we'll don't worry, we'll do it tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.